Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and pleasure to be with you. It is Thursday night. It is the last evening of the month of February, the end of Black History Month. I hope you've been celebrating and that you continue to celebrate throughout the year. It does not end because this is the end of February. You know, our history goes on, our future goes on, and we must march to that drum and continue to shout the praises from the mountaintops that we are here, that we are a force to be reckoned with, and that we are going to be the best that we can be throughout the year of 2013. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, welcome to the show. If you are a current listener and you tune in weekly, hello, 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 and it is always a pleasure to have you listening to the show. I do have people that are in the chat room. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. Thank you for your comments, your emails that you send, your requests to be on the program. We are getting more and more of those, and we're excited about the new people that are joining in every week to listen to the show. And it's not just women, men are listening too. So thank you everyone for tuning in to the show. I am excited about the show tonight, and as always, anytime I get the opportunity to share with my listeners, it does me a lot of good because I can't keep everything on the inside, so I have to let some things go. So a lot of times when things come to me and topics come to me, I'm excited to come on the air so that I can share them with you. Tonight, I want to talk about making some choices, making some lifestyle changes. You know, it's just concerning women. That's one of the things that we do. We encourage you to be who you are, walk in your path, walk in your destiny, know where you're going, and be able to make your own decisions about your life, because the information that we share with you is not just for me, just to give to you. It is so that you can make life-changing decisions and do things that are going to make your life better. We don't always talk about where we want to go, and sometimes we don't even know. We talk about that all the time as well. But tonight, I want you to just start thinking about where you want to go. We are now going into the third month of the year. The days are just ticking by, and if you are not doing something every day to make your life different, then guess what? It's going to be the same. At the end of the year, nothing's going to change. When we talk about our success and what we're going to do, I have been reading this quote by this author. His name is William Ward, William Arthur Ward, and he's a poet. And he talks about success, and we have to do more than we ever thought that we could ever do, more than we ever thought that we should do, and more than we thought that we could do. So we have to be successful in our own minds first and change our way of thinking, change our mindsets, change our lifestyles. This is Concerning Women is excited about the year thus far. In January, we had the business conference in Virginia Beach. And this year, so many things are coming up and so many openings have been set before us. I am also the co-partner of H&H Catering, and I'm going to have my business partner on this month, the month of March, because we're still going to continue on with women's history. And always our history is important, whether we're male or female, but the month of March, we're going to focus on women in history, women that are entrepreneurs and what they're doing, how they're making it. In this economy when things are just up in the air and we just don't know what's going to happen. But you know what? We can't change what they do in the government, and we cannot change what the man next door does, the woman across the street. We can only change what we do, how we live, how we're going to make a difference in the community, how we're going to make a lifestyle change that's going to affect the rest of our lives. There is so much going on. And sometimes you just get so engulfed in all the things with media and the television programs and Facebook. And just sometimes you just need to take a break from it, step back. But don't stop listening to my show because I'm only on once a week. But just, you know, take a step back. Use your gifts that you have to move your life forward. My good friend Karen Johnson from North Carolina says we need to get a calendar. And we need to get a 13-month calendar. And every single day, we need to do something that's going to prosper us, that's about our business, about our career. And if on a particular day you don't do something, then you need to cut that day out and add it to the end. So guess what's going to happen? If you're not doing something every day, at the end of the year, you're going to have a whole bunch of days that you need to catch up with. So you don't want that to happen. But we just want you to make your own lifestyle decisions. And think about where you are. And somewhere along the way, we got locked into living a particular lifestyle in a particular way. Maybe you thought it was because you wanted to create a more stable home, or you wanted to have a new career, or you wanted to go back to school. But you know what? We all have to make the best decisions for our lives. And sometimes the thoughts that come to us, they are given to us as a gift, and we need to use those gifts. We need to make sure that if something has been ordained for us, that we don't miss the opportunity to get out there and do what we can do. Because if an assignment has been given to you, you best believe you will be equipped to handle it. You have everything that you need right there where you are today. And when I say that to people, they're sometimes they look at me strange, and they're like, what does she mean? You know, all I mean is if you want to start a business, you have the ability to do it today. Nobody's stopping you but you. If no matter what business it is, no matter what path you want to take, if you want to be elevated in your career, who's stopping you but you? You need to think about what you want to do, make a plan, because there's power in plan. And our book is coming out this year. So excited, it's ready. We're just doing some things in the background that we need to change. But, you know, God is good, and it will not come out until he's ready for it to come forth. And sometimes I want to rush things and push things, but I have learned that I cannot do that all the time. Sometimes I do have to wait. Sometimes I do have to pull on the reins and hold back just a little bit. But it's so important that we invest in ourselves and that we know what we want to do and we make the choices about our life that will change our lives forever. You have alternatives about how you invest your time and energy, as well as when and where and how you bring about the changes in your life. Just think about what you want to do. Write it down. If you don't write it down, then it just stays in your head. It's just a thought. But once you write it down, you know I speak this all the time. If you listen to my show, if you write it down, then you put it out into the atmosphere. You know what? I want to be a business owner. So now you've written it down. We talk about doing your vision boards and changing your life and putting everything on there that you want to do. If you want to take a trip, if you want to travel, you know, abroad, then put it on your vision board. Or even just on a speaking note, if you have to, until you can get you a board that you can make and make your vision come to reality. Because once you do that, you're going to realize that everything that you need, you have right there where you are today. You have the ability to do it. Your path of life shouldn't be set in stone. It should be able to be changed and maneuvered. It should be not like a puzzle, but like a board where you can move things around. It shouldn't be a puzzle where everything fits connected together and it has to be perfect. No, it should be just a board where you can move things around, where you can change them when you want to change them, where you can add to and you can take away. Why is that? Because when you're able to do that, that means that you're in charge, that you're the one who has the ability to make the changes. Nobody else is doing it for you. When your life is connected like a puzzle and everything comes together, there's no room to change. You look at a puzzle, you know you can't change the pieces. They've already been colored. They've already been cut to a certain design, and you have to put those pieces together. And, of course, they're a perfect fit, and they make the perfect picture, but, you know, our lives are not like that. Our lives are not the perfect picture. We have to be able to maneuver and change things. And when we have our plan A, we need to revise plan A sometimes, even before we even think about going to plan B. Because if you just jump from plan A to plan B, then plan A wasn't a good plan in the first place. You know, sometimes plan A just needs to be tweaked a little bit, just needs some things need to be changed around that. So think about that. Let yourself know that you have the ability to do that. I encourage you today that no matter where you are in life and what you're aiming for, that you do something different today. I know it's Thursday night, it's almost 9 o'clock, but just take a minute, get your paper and pencil, and just write down some things as you're listening to the show. What is it that you really want to do? How are you going to move forward tomorrow with your life? You know, tomorrow's not promised to you, but if you start today, I guarantee you there's some changes that are going to come. I tell people all the time when I'm going out speaking to our young people and our women's groups and our wherever I am speaking and I get the opportunity to speak to people, I tell people to do what makes you happy. There should be no reason why you should be stuck in a dead-end job that you hate, that you are driving to work every single day, that you are in the car praying and crying that you make it through the 8 hours and not get upset, that you make it through the 8 hours and nobody gets on your nerves, that you make it through the 8 hours and you can just do your job and go home. Nobody wants to do that. And I know because I did it myself. When I worked in corporate America, I am telling you the truth, I would get in that car in the morning and I would be fine. But when as I headed towards my destination, my job, I would become antsy. So then I was like, well, you know what? I need to pray this thing through so that when I get to work that I have a good attitude. I've always had great work ethics, so I didn't want that to change because my attitude was bad. So I would be in the car praying, literally praying out to the Lord that please, please, please let me be good. Let me guard my tongue. Let nobody just start something with me as soon as I get to work. You know, let me make it through my 8-hour shift so I can come back home. But, you know, that is so sad, and that's not how we should be. We should be ones that are going to our jobs that we're happy with, and maybe you're on a job right now that you can't leave at this particular moment. So if you're unhappy there, then all I'm saying is you have the ability to change that as well. Look at where you are. Look at the situation. Look at how the whole week has gone. Tomorrow is Friday. If your week has been horrible all week long, how are you going to make tomorrow better? Oh, I know it's TGIF, so it's going to be great anyway because you know you're going to have a long weekend if you don't work weekends. But just think about how you're going to go into your job tomorrow morning or go into your place of business if you own the business and have a different attitude. Do a lifestyle change, and you can do that quickly. I encourage you to do that. And for some of us, this may seem simple, and you may say, well, you know, I can do that. But for some of us, it's quite painful. It's a hard thing to do because so many things have happened this week already that have got your, you know, your feathers all ruffled and up in a tizzy. But just tonight, just chill out and calm yourself down. You know, try to go to bed early, get you a good night's sleep. And I'm going to tell you guys what I have been doing. I've been weaning myself off coffee. So, you know, coffee makes you anxious and you know, whatever's in it, you know, gets you hyper and going. I have been drinking the lemon, hot lemon and honey for breakfast and before, you know, I'm doing breakfast and at night before I go to bed. And I'm telling you, I get such a better sleep. You know, I don't sleep a lot of hours sometimes. And some nights I can sleep, you know, without any interruption. But when I'm on coffee, sometimes I find that I'm a little bit hyper. So I don't, like, get a good night's sleep. So since I've been doing that, my sleep pattern has changed. I'm more calm. In the morning, I'm more alert. Because you know what wakes you up in the morning, because that should be your first drink in the morning, even though we don't always follow that tip. But if you can get up in the morning, and it doesn't have to be the hot lemon. Some people do cold lemon ice, and it just refreshes you and gets you going and wakes you up and gets you alive. Try that tomorrow morning if you can, if you have lemon at home, or if you can get some on your way to work. Try that. That's just one little change that you can do. Invest in yourself. I know lemons are expensive just like everything else nowadays, but that little investment, you can invest in yourself. If you're going to spend money on coffee anyway, so just get you some lemons and start doing that. Several things are going to happen, and I want to share that with you. I was speaking to my mother today, and about 2 weeks ago, I told my mom, you should try this, because she was saying that she was having a hard time digesting certain foods. I said, try this, Mom. Don't drink the coffee and the tea for 2 weeks and just see what happens. Well, guess what happened? My mom went to the doctor today. She has lost 8 pounds in 2 weeks because she's not drinking coffee and tea every single day. That, I am so proud of her and so happy to share that tip with you. So that's another tip for you today. Drink that hot lemon or that lemon and water and use your honey. If you don't have honey, use 1 teaspoon of sugar. It's going to be less than you put in your coffee. Anyway, and if you can drink it plain, that's even better because I can now I'm used to drinking it, so I can just have lemon and water and no sugar at all. But if you need some sweetener, some sugar or sweetener or whatever you have to use for that's good for you, then you do that. Make a lifestyle change today. Do something different that you've never done before. For some, again, this may seem really simple, but it can start a change in you. We need to be focused, ladies and gentlemen, on what we want to do with our lives. You know, we've had a long winter, and it hasn't been really a lot of snow in Virginia Beach, you know, in Hampton Roads area. Some people got more snow than others, but winter hasn't been that bad. But just being in the house more, you tend to eat more. So, you know, we just came out of the holidays, and a few pounds have creeped up on me, myself, and just speaking for myself. And I know that my clothes are not fitting the way that I want them to fit. So I needed to do something different to make a change. So when spring comes, I'll be able to get into those little cute outfits that I see online every single day. You know, the shoes that they're wearing now are a little bit higher than I'm going to wear at this age of my life, but just beautiful outfits that you see. And we want to get ready for that. So two things that I've talked to you about tonight. Invest in yourself. Do something for yourself. Make a lifestyle change. Easy. It can be done really easy. Get a pencil and paper. Write down your vision. Make it plain. Put what you want to do. If you want to increase your business, increase in your career, increase in your relationship, make your relationships better, do that. Number two, think about your diet and your health. What are you eating? What are you drinking? Do something different. If you're a coffee fiend and you just got to have it, and you still may drink the coffee sometimes throughout the day, but if you don't start the day off with it and you start making that change and that transition, you will see where you won't crave the coffee, because I don't crave it at all now, and I've been doing it for almost 2 months now. You don't crave the coffee at all, so it takes that craving away. But, you know, I was out at a function and or if I go out to breakfast and all they have is coffee, I still may drink coffee, but I don't do it every single day. So I'm saying to you, just make small adjustments and small changes, and you will see the results of your efforts. Invest in yourself. That's my mantra for tonight. Invest in yourself. Spend the money on some lemons, okay, and make you some lemonade, because we can do that. We can change our lives. It can be a bitter week, but we can make it sweet just with a little bit of changes and a little change of attitude. Number three, go to work tomorrow with a new attitude. Figure out what it is you need to do so that you can have a good day tomorrow, you can have a prosperous weekend. And if you're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, this weekend, we are meeting at the Red Lobster on Lynn Haven Parkway, Saturday from 12:30 to 2:30. I'm in the meet and greet program for Hampton Roads Professionals, so I extended the invitation for some of the ladies and gentlemen to come out and meet us, hang out with me for 2 hours, bring your business cards so that we can share who we are and what we are and what we're planning for this coming year. We want to live the dream in 2013. We don't want to talk about it anymore. We don't want to just keep saying, I want to do. We are going to make a difference in our lives and the lives of others. Everybody that we see is a potential person that can invest back in your life. And I don't mean by them giving you money. I mean that they can invest something positive in your life. And if you're hanging out with people who are not investing in you and lifting you up, then you need to let them go. That's tip number four. If the people you're hanging out with, and I'm clear about this, I don't have no qualms about it, if they're not uplifting you and encouraging you to be the best you that you can be, then you need to let them go. Let them walk out of your life, or you walk out of their life, or whatever it is you have to do. You need to let them go, because this is your time for you to make your decisions about your lifestyle. This is your time for you to do something different. You have to start changing your mind, getting on a course that you want to live the best life that you can. You want to find your balance in your lifestyle. You want to find the balance between your job, your career, your relationships. And that's not easy to do sometimes, because one thing tends to override the other. I know that sometimes I can get caught up in things, but I have learned that if I stay off of Facebook for a few hours and use my calendar and set my deadlines, then I'm more apt to get things complete. I don't like to procrastinate, but I still do it because it's a habit that I have, and I know that I'm not the only one. But I always try to not do it as much. I try to change something. So you have to keep doing something over and over and over again to not do that. I love what I do. I love people. I love helping in the community. And I am just excited anytime that I can be a part of your life and inspire you and get you thinking and get you motivated, get you thinking about who you are, get you changing the way that you speak about yourself, get you thinking about how healthy you're going to be this year, how good you're going to look this spring. Spring's coming really quick. You know, I did a little mini makeover for myself this week. I was in a fashion show last weekend, the Red Dress fashion show for Hampton University, which, of course, got my adrenaline pumping, I'm telling you, people. And when you know, that's one of the things that I love to do. I love events and fashion shows and flowers and anything of that nature. And I was in my element. I didn't have to do a lot. I was just, you know, one of the runway models, but it was awesome. We had an awesome time at Hampton University. It was hosted by the women's director, Nadine Freeman Gregory, and her team over there, and the dean over there at Hampton University. It was awesome. We had a wonderful time. Those young ladies were just phenomenal. I'm going to tell you, they had a good time. They were strutting, they stuff in them red dresses. We had all shapes and sizes and heights, and it was just off the chain. I'm telling you, we just had a great time, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year. And hopefully, if the Lord blesses me, I'll be able to announce it early enough so that if somebody wants to participate with Nadine Freeman Gregory and Hampton University, that they'll be able to do that. She puts this event on every year. This was her fourth annual. They gave out gifts. There was no fee to attend. They gave out books, cash money, and even had refreshments. They had singers, saxophone players. I mean, it was just wonderful. The opening act was a dance routine, and the young kids just were great. it was just an awesome event, and it was for a good cause. And you know that the American Heart Association, that's what Go Red is for, Go Red for Women. And I know you've seen it through all the television commercials, and Ebony and Essence, they're all doing their own version of it. But to have it locally here, we need to support our sisters and brothers when they're doing things like this and positive things, because we know that somebody that we know has a heart condition, somebody that we know is going to not be here next year because of their heart condition, and they may not be able to find the cure or find a way for them to extend their life. But we can do our little small part by participating in these kind of programs. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. We ask that you call in to the line if you can. I know that people are listening. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you. And sometimes my folks just want to listen and hang out and listen to me talk, which makes me feel really good. And I just, you know, applaud them for taking the time out of their everyday schedules. And then I have my folks that listen to me in the archives when, you know, they're doing something else and they happen to get on the computer and they go and they click on to Issues Concerning Women. But we just thank you so very, very much. If you want to call into the show, the number is always 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to get in touch with me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. You want to send me an email, you can send one right here online, which is Concerning Women, the radio talk show, or my personal email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to our website, which is issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And you're going to get information about things that we're doing. We have a lot going on this year. Many, many things are coming up. I'm going to be a speaker at Broughton Stratton College on the 27th of March. In April, I'll be at Rahola AME Church for their Women's Day program. I will be the guest speaker there. In August, I will be in New Jersey at the Women's Entrepreneur Explosion in New Jersey with Lalisa Williams. Then September, we're back in Virginia Beach with our Women's Conference. In October, we're in Raleigh, North Carolina with Karen Johnson. Then the end of October, we're back in Virginia Beach, and that's the 18th and the 19th for the Entrepreneurship Revolution with Dr. Hayward Horton, Lisa Williams, Robin Farabee, Jennifer Hyman, NJ, Minister NJ, so many. Karen is going to be there, so you don't want to miss that. Then we'll be back in New Jersey the first weekend in November. So, Issues Concerning Women is on the move. We want you to move with us. We want you to change your lifestyle. We want you to have fun. Please join us again next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Tell a friend about the program. Go to my page on Facebook and like my page. I know sometimes we forget to say that, but please do that for me. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning into the show. I will see you next week on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. It has been my pleasure to be with you as always, and I am ecstatic when I read your letters and your messages and your comments about this show. We are just happy, happy, happy that we're broadcasting from Virginia Beach, Virginia, but we're going to be traveling, and as we travel, we'll be doing different locations and bringing you in on the programs when we can. Thank you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next Thursday. God bless.